I'm Simon, and a few years ago, I decided I wanted to make a change. I wanted to create a passive reoccurring income to support me and my family today and a legacy for the future. Fast forward 2 years, and I've managed to generate over £10,000 worth of monthly passive income.
All from property.
I've set up the business, scaled the business, and now I've systemized the business to free up my time. So join me to find out how I've done it, how others are doing it every day, and how you can do it too. I'm Simon, and welcome to another episode of the podcast where we talk all things property, creative cash flow, and of course, how to be financially independent today, not in 25 years. And look, it is the countdown to Christmas right now, and I know what you're thinking. Now's the time to slow down. You've got all these friends, gatherings, work parties, family things, and it kind of makes sense just to, you know, knock it on the head and say, let's get started again next year. And I want to tell you that don't do it. Don't do it just yet, because now is one of my favorite times to source rent-to-rent deals. And on today's episode, I'm going to share with you five key reasons why. If you joined me for the How to Dominate Rent-to-Rent in 2022 masterclass, then thank you very much. If you missed it, what I want you to do right now is I want you to head over to Instagram. I want you to search Simon Smith online, inbox me, and just message me and say, I missed it. And I will send you a link, a private link for you to watch it back so you can get all the tips and tricks I was sharing with you, not just how you can smash 2022 in rent to rent, but how you can generate over £10,000 net income using Rent to Rent 2.0 to supercharge your property journey. Okay. And a little bit of housekeeping before I get into this content. A lot of you have been hitting me up over the last week or two asking me about mentorship for 2022 and if I have any availability. And look, I got a couple slots left. I'm only taking on a very few amount of people early 2022. So if you are interested, you should book a call. And I will post a link so you can book a call in the description of this podcast. If that's not you and you're good, as always, enjoy this episode. Enjoy over, I think it's over 80 rent-to-rent episodes here. Head over to YouTube, search Simon Smith Online for over 80 free rent-to-rent videos, okay? SA and HMO. But if you want extra support, if you want mentoring, and you want to do big things, I'm talking about 5K, 10K plus in rent-to-rent, then hit me up. So, my first ever deal was the end of 2018, and it was in the lead up to Christmas. So that's how I know that this is true, okay? And what happens is there's five main things that happen for a landlord and for a tenant and in the market that make now a great time to source rent-to-rent deals. Number one, you have this end of year panic. And that means landlords think, if we don't let this property out now, we're going to have to wait until next year. And even though next year is like a couple of weeks away, it still psychologically really seems to hit them hard, hit them where it hurts. So landlords with empty properties are particularly motivated right now, which means that you just need to get in front of them and, you know, find out what their problem is, what their pain is, and try and solve that in a quick and easy way for them. And you could get a yes when earlier on in the year, it may have been a no. Number two, Christmas is a time for reflection, okay? A lot of landlords are super busy and they have so many other things going on, which is why they, you know, they essentially would love your rent-to-rent offering. But you've got to catch them at the right time. And Christmas is a time where people tend to reassess their investments, look at what's working, look at what's not, look at their time, you know, their health, and set resolutions for the following year. So let's just suppose that this landlord's a bit tired, their property investment's been a bit of a nightmare this year, and they might just want to free up their time. And you can come like, you know, a knight in shining armor and be like, look, well, actually, that's exactly what I do. Once again, you could get a yes when perhaps earlier on in the year, you may have not even got through to these busy landlords. Number three, it's a great time in terms of leeway for preparation periods. That means landlords are a lot more likely to be understanding that it's going to take some time for you to prepare the property, and get your clients in because it's Christmas. So that can mean that instead of you getting 10 days to prepare the property, you can have 4, 5, 6 weeks. And I actually took a property on Monday last week, and the first rent is not until the 17th of January. Okay, so that's a decent rent-free period for us to prepare the property. And don't get me wrong, I've absorbed some of the costs in order to achieve that. So I do still want to do it quickly. But nonetheless, it really takes the pressure off knowing that you haven't got any rent to pay for that long, especially if it's your first deal. Number four is you can get ready for the January, the new year tenant and client rush. Because yeah, after Christmas and New Year, businesses in terms of your corporate and construction are sending their employees out to work and to hit the ground running. And a load of HMO tenants will take that opportunity to start to think about moving. So if you can get a property turned around ready for January, it's a great time to find tenants and clients. And you almost get a bit of a head start because you can hit the ground running rather than getting the keys in January and then before you know it, it's not until February. And last but not least, number five, you can finish the year on a high, which is always a good thing, do you know? And I personally think sometimes, you know, we're like, oh, you know, let's wait till Monday or, you know, let's wait till next year. And I think that can be so dangerous because the best time to start is like yesterday, last year. The second best time is always today. So try not to procrastinate and avoid. It's far better just to start now. And even if you only pick up a little bit of momentum over the next few weeks, it will still put you in fantastic stead to be successful in 2022. So just to review that, number one, there will be an end of year panic. Landlords will want to rent their property out before the year end. Number two, it is a time where landlords will reassess their investments, what's working, what's not, and be more open to new things. Number three, you could get a longer rent-free period because landlords are more likely to be understanding due to the holidays. Number four, you can get ready for the January rush. That means get your property ready and get it ready for tenants and clients January the 1st. And last but not least, number five, this is your chance to finish the year on a high. So whether you've been trying all year and that deal has eluded you, or perhaps whether you have done 7, 8 deals, but you've not done one for a few weeks or a few months, and this is your chance to bag an extra deal or two. That's what I'm doing, okay? I'll actually tell a lie. I've actually closed. I've actually got a waiting list of landlords. I'm laughing now because I'm not following my own advice, but it's a little bit different because essentially we've managed to build up so much landlord demand in my area now that we have a waiting list. We've taken on 5 properties in the last 4.5 weeks, and we've actually said, no more deals, no more properties. Mr. Landlord, we could put you on the waiting list and we will guarantee your rent from January, February. We'll take on the property then. But that's been strategic because what that's done is it's created scarcity. And it's created a sense of demand in my local area. People want guaranteed rent. They want to work with us. And therefore, when you reduce the supply, it increases the demand. And that's what we've been doing. But if you're not in that situation, now is an absolutely key time to potentially look at getting deals. And I actually got hit up by somebody this week. They've got 7 properties across 3 different cities, and they have been reflecting and they want to get ready and get let before the new year. So, you know, you literally could completely change your situation right now. I hope you found that useful. Well, I'm going to speak to you again next Monday, I believe. I've got some amazing content lined up over the next few weeks, so please do hang tight for that. Apologies for the phone ringing there. And remember, if you do want help, if you do want somebody to absolutely work with you, handhold you, and smash it in 2022, I'll post a link to book a call below. I've got 2 spots left on the mastermind for 2022 and a couple spots for the mentorship. Hit me up and I will speak to you next week. And one more thing, whatever you do, don't wait 25 years. Get creative. Thanks for listening. For more information, check out simonsmithonline.com. See you next time.